My name is Nate Mickle. You're listening to Mickles and Dimes Layer 2, where every interview is dedicated to the simple, the practical, and the underappreciated. Madhupe Akinola is a business professor at Columbia Business School and coach to Chris Hemsworth in the documentary Limitless. Prior to pursuing a career in academia, Madhupe worked at Bain & Company and Merrill Lynch. Madhupe examines how organizational environments, characterized by deadlines, multitasking, and other attributes, such as having low status, can engender stress, and how this stress can have spillover effects on performance. Her work has been covered in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, National Public Radio, Wired, Scientific American, Forbes, The Economist, and The Huffington Post. Madhupe earned an undergraduate degree, MBA, and PhD, all from Harvard. I hope you enjoy learning from Madhupe Akinola today, because I always do. Well, Madhupe, it's so great to catch up today. And it was fun to see you, of course, on Limitless with Chris Hemsworth, which I'm sure is a whole other story. So thanks for taking a few minutes today to chat with me.
My pleasure. It's really good to be here talking to you.
So as you know, I'm curious to hear what people most want to pass on to others. I've known you now for about a decade. We've been working on projects together. You've had so much success in so many different arenas. And so I'm curious, of all the things that you've learned, of all the experience you've had, what lesson or two would you most want to pass on to others?
I can't believe you just said it's been over a decade. You're right. It's been about a decade.
Yeah, it's been about a decade now.
Time flies. You know, I'm a stress researcher. So I think the main message I want to pass on is, can you please stop passing your stress on to everybody else? Like, I think each person has so much control over how they experience life. And this life is so busy and it's so stressful, but it's in our control to be able to find ways to be present with it and manage it in a way that does not negatively affect others. So often you'll be, you know, I don't know, many people go to work and have a bad day because their boss was a jerk. And it's like, did that have to happen? Maybe their boss was stressed over something, didn't know how to manage that stress, and instead projected it on others. And so I think the first thing I want people to know is, like, take control and ownership over how you show up in this world to others. And especially if you're feeling stressed, do more of a stress check on yourself to see how you can maybe change and dial down that stress in a way that isn't contagious, so that other people don't have a terrible day because you are having a bad one.
This is a unique lesson that has never been shared on this podcast. You know, some people talk about, you know, collaborate with others, you know, value relationships. So I've never heard anybody say, you know, stop passing your stress on to others. How do you manage your stress?
I think for me, the first step is to say, to even just check if I'm stressed, like, how am I feeling right now? And sometimes so do a check-in. That's one of the things, do a check-in. And sometimes I don't even need to check in. I snap at somebody or snap at myself, or I'm feeling rushed and I pause and I say, stop, what's going on? And that's when I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm stressed because it's supposed to be a day off for the world, but I'm running around like a crazy person. Okay, how can I change that? How can I experience this day differently as a result? Sometimes for me, it means, okay, take that 10th thing you want to do off the list. Mm-hmm. Or it's, you know, call a friend who makes you laugh and is also stressed too. So you can both, like, have your moment of like, this is crazy. Oh, I know. What are you going to do? I don't know. I need to do something. I just needed to vent. So I'm giving examples of things that are helpful for me, but every person is different. And so a piece of this is figuring out what you need for yourself to relieve your stress. Is it that you need external support, somebody else who's going to help you out? Is it that you need to, like, extra knowledge about something? Like, there's something coming up and like, you have a presentation, or you're going to appear on a podcast, or whatever it is. Do you need to just take some time to get yourself ready? That's like preparation. That'll help you be less stressed. I'm not sure what the situation is for you when you are stressed, but my suggestion would be, figure out, pause, and identify that you are stressed, and then ask yourself, what might I need right now?
I love this way of thinking, because Say, you know, I'm frustrated and I feel like, you know, I'm having a conversation with somebody, maybe they frustrated me, and I feel like, well, I want to be authentic in this moment. So I'm just going to vent. I'm going to, in your terms, you know, pass on my stress. When I think of being authentic and just saying how I feel, that almost makes me feel like I'm justified in just behaving maybe not very nicely. But I love your framing of, look, if you're stressful and you pass that on to others, like, why would we want to pass that stress on? So I really like this way of thinking. I'm going to try to, this is like a nice reframe of, if I'm frustrated at work, with children, with community members, whoever, check in with myself so that I'm not passing stress on to other people.
Yes. And I mean, I'm finding these days it's happening most with my mother, to be honest. Bless her. I love her. I adore my parents. I'm so grateful for them. I'm grateful that they're here. I'm grateful in this life, like all of this, the life they've given me. But I find when I'm stressed, I do not want to have a conversation. I don't want you to check in on me. I don't want to feel bad that I haven't called you. And my mom is very good at that. Like, you know, making you feel like, why haven't you reached out? I miss my daughters and da da da. And I really want to say in the moment, I'm stressed. Work is busy. I don't have time to talk to you. You're retired. Like, leave me the heck alone. When I call you, it's because I have time. But I've had to be like, wait, I am stressed. I know my mom can magnify that for me. So it's not fair for me to then yell at her. She just wants to talk to her daughter. She has no idea that I'm balancing so many different things. So I have to learn to be like, okay, I'm busy right now, mom, but I'll call you this weekend. Instead of wanting to be like, mom, I'm going to let you know this week that I'm busy this week. And so please don't harass me about wanting to talk. And that has just changed our relationship. And it's helped me to not be an obnoxious kid, because one of the things that I get reminded of is that, like, you know, my parents are older, and in 15 years, I would look back at me yelling at her saying, don't call me, wishing that I had a mother there to talk to. So that's the other thing I also kind of project out to, like, how might I feel in the future if I look back at how I just treated somebody or how I want to treat somebody? And often the answer is, I don't want to be that obnoxious person. So let me just check in on myself.
Okay, so last question, because you are a stress researcher and somehow you ended up teaching Chris Hemsworth how to manage his stress. Thor Ragnarok is like one of my all-time favorite movies. So I feel like I just have to quickly ask, how did you end up teaching Chris Hemsworth how to manage stress?
Well, you know, when Limitless was being conceptualized, they were looking for stress researchers to offer insight into the types of stressors you could put somebody through, and into the body's response to stress, psychological, all of this. So they found me, and we had several conversations about what I would do to stress somebody out, what I would do to help them deal with their stress better. And before I knew it, they were kind of like, well, would you be his stress coach? And I was kind of like, yes, I would.
Yeah, let me think
Sure.
about
I
that
didn't
for a
know all
minute.
these questions were leading to me being Chris Hemsworth's stress coach on Limitless. And it was a life-changing experience. I think one of the biggest things that people don't realize or feel like, oh, stars, they're fine. They're not stressed. Like, everyone stress is stressed.
Yeah.
There's something that stresses everybody out. And so it was really an honor and a privilege to be able to help him work through some of the areas that stress him out. So, yeah.
Well, very cool backstory on that. It's great again to catch up with you today. I love this lesson. I look forward to sharing it with students and children. And I encourage all the listeners to go check out Madupe on Limitless with Chris Hemsworth and just learn more about Madupe and her work to help reduce our stress. So thanks so much, Madupe, for sharing your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Mickles and Dimes with Madupe Akinola. What a great message Madupe shared. Please stop passing your stress onto everybody else. We have so much control over how we experience life, and it's within our control to find ways to manage stress so that it doesn't negatively affect others. For Madupe, she does this by checking in with herself. And if she's stressed, she thinks about changes she can make in her day to reduce her stress, whether it's doing less or calling a friend. But everyone is different. Some people need to take a break, while others need external support. And I love the story Madupe shared about her mother and how the simple phrase, "I'm busy right now, Mom, but I'll call you this weekend," has changed their relationship. In summary, if you are stressed, pause, figure out why, and then ask yourself, what do I need right now? It's a simple idea. Please take it seriously. Nickel here with two quick requests. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and give it a 5-star review on your favorite podcast player. Thanks for your support.